You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Indeed, the key takeaways from Genesis 46 verses 27 is that when God makes a promise, God always keeps it. The promises of God are sure. Sure than anything else in this world. Yes, he make promises and he wants us to do his best. No, in fact, he does his best. Not does his best. He keeps his promises. So we are, in fact, going to be looking at the promises of God with my pastor here, because even us, we do make promises as human beings, but it's us who try to keep our promises, and most of the time we fail. But today we're focusing on God's promises and understanding how, in fact, he actually handles his promises. Pastor Chitambo, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, thank you. How are you, presenter?
I am good, my pastor. I hope you are well.
I'm fine. I am fearing to pronounce your name. This time, make a mistake.
It's Zanele.
Zanele.
Yes.
What language is that?
It's Zulu.
Zulu.
Yes.
Wow. How do you greet in Zulu?
Sawubona.
Sawubona.
Yes.
Good. I greet everyone. I'll greet them. Sawubona. Murichani.
Muriwanji.
Muribwanji. If you are those that are from Zimbabwe, Muribo.
Yeah. Yeah. You're getting there, my pastor. Don't worry. Soon. Thank you, Pastor, for joining us here on Mid-Morning Empowerment, so we can speak about all things, the promises of God. But before we start, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for us?
Thank you very much. Let us pray. Our faithful God, this morning we come to you. You are God who is faithful, even in moments when we ourselves were unfaithful to you. And so I pray that as you speak to us through this platform, may you, Lord, indeed touch our hearts, that at the end of the day we would see and claim the promises that you've promised us. In the name of Jesus Christ, I do pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Pastor, is God faithful?
That is an interesting question. Is God faithful? Mm. Because faithfulness is what God is.
Okay.
Faithfulness is one of the key attribute of God actually. So you cannot separate faithfulness from God.
Really?
When you separate faithfulness and God, then you're not talking about God, you're speaking about something else.
Okay.
So I'll begin from that point of trying to show vividly how God has been faithful to many people, especially the patriarchs from the Bible.
Mm.
Now, I like from Genesis 46, the one we are considering, though I will do much of other texts that I have seen in support with also with Genesis 46.
Mm.
Now, you understand that in Genesis 46, starting from this one there, Jacob, who has been changed the name now, is being called Israel, is struggling to make a decision to go to Egypt.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
He struggles to make a decision to join his son in Egypt. And God there makes a promise to him. They are right in this three. And he said, I am God, the God of your father. Fear not and go down into Egypt, for I will make you there a great nation.
Mm-hmm.
So when God is dealing with human beings, before everything, God establishes promises.
Okay.
When God is calling us into faith, into Christianity, what he starts with, it is the promises.
Mm.
I know while I'm speaking on this platform, there is somebody who wants to get into partnership with God. Before anything, the moment you have that desire to partner with God, God has aligned promises that you just need to claim. So you see with Israel, who is now Jacob. Now, when you see God addressing Jacob as Israel, this is a name that comes after having an encounter with God. Even by telling him Israel, he's reminding him of the promises that he promised him when they met, when he was on his way running away from his brother. So you see that God does everything based on the promises that he gives.
So looking at that, Pastor, you know, I'm actually appreciative of the fact that you are saying that God himself is faithful. Like he is faithfulness, you know, as we're saying that God is love. So God is faithful. Like that is who he is. But looking at it, you know, as you're mentioning that, you know, there might be someone listening who actually wants to establish a relationship with God. What can we show them or what can we give them saying that nah, this is how God has shown his faithfulness over time? Because most of us, my pastor, we forget about God's faithfulness when things don't go our way. You understand? So how then has God shown his faithfulness throughout the years?
Okay. God has been faithful in all generation, in all season and time. Israel, in Deuteronomy 31, verse 8, is at a point that they are almost withdrawing from trusting God. Now, here's what God tells them. The Lord himself will go before you, and he will be with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. Do not be afraid or be discouraged. Now, the key words that I'll pick here is, he will never leave you. He will not forsake you. These are the key words for someone who is about to establish a relationship with God based on the faithfulness of God or the promises of God, is he will never forsake you. I can forsake my faith, but God cannot forsake me.
Okay.
You can forsake the promises that you've promised to God, but God will never forsake the promises that he has made with you. Now, let me be real with you. When God has promised, these words, they're not only attributed to Israel, they are attributed to everyone. When he says, I will never leave you, all right? It is true. Despite our unfaithfulness, God has never left us. He's still giving us the blessings. We are still among the living. He's still keeping us. Some of us, we don't remember the day we knelt down and pray, but the blessings are still following us. It is not that these things, they just come like anyhow. No, no, no. God is still keeping the promises. So that is where it is critical.
So looking at that, my pastor, you know, by him being faithful, does that now equate to him keeping his promises, or by him keeping his promises now equate to him being faithful?
Thank you very much. You know, there's something, there's, you know, there's what they do in biology. There's an enzyme and a substrate, right? Then a substrate, it is where an enzyme act upon.
Okay.
So let's say God is an enzyme. And the promise, that is a substrate. So this faithfulness of God will act upon the promises, which is a substrate.
Okay.
So God, all in all, is faithful. You cannot separate him from being, you cannot separate faithfulness and fulfilling the promises from God. They go hand in hand. So faithfulness, it is his attribute. Fulfilling promises is what he does. So that's what actually I'm trying to communicate here. Now, again, I like what Jesus tells his disciples. He tells them in John 16, verse 33, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I will overcome the world.
Okay.
Now, I have a problem a little bit with my Jesus here. Yes. He has said, now, I have told you these things, he's telling the disciples,
yeah,
so that in me you may have peace. That's okay, that's okay.
Yes.
But in this world, you have trouble.
Yeah.
You have trouble in this world, but in me, you have peace.
You know, I think I get you, Pastor, but continue. Yeah.
you get the point.
Mm.
So Jesus makes a distinction here.
Mm.
Purely in this world, you have trouble. I promise you, you have trouble. But in me, you have peace.
Mm.
And then he says, now, when you get to have this trouble, take heart, I will overcome for you. That is a promise.
Mm.
Jesus has not assured us that we will not face trouble. No, no, no. He has given us an assurance that you face trouble in this world, but in me, you have peace.
Mm.
Then when he looks at the disciples, they are so disturbed about this guy who's telling them that you have trouble. So, no, 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 guys. I will overcome the world for you.
Hmm.
These are the promises that God has established in so many generations.
Mm.
I know I am speaking to a generation that is broken. I know I'm speaking to somebody, a young lady, who was promised so much but was heartbroken.
Hmm.
As I'm speaking now, there is a woman who has divorced after so many good promises from the husband. I know, especially here in Africa, we are frustrated beings, frustrated Christians, after being promised so many things by politicians who fail to fulfill those things. I know when I am speaking now, promises of God no longer make sense, because we have seen people that prophesy to be Christians, yet they have not fulfilled the promises they have promised us. I know why I'm speaking. I'm speaking to a people who have lost interest even talking about the promises of God because of their experiences. But listen, listen, those are men.
Mm.
God is not a man that he can lie.
Okay.
That is a distinction between every promise that comes from the mouth of man and the promise that comes from God.
Hmm.
His promises, they are everlasting. I like what David says. Psalms 32, verse 8, he says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my love, with my loving eye on you.
Mm.
This is when David is troubled and the promise of God comes to him to say, no, 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 I will instruct you on how to depend upon my promises.
Mm.
Number one. Number two, if you fail to get the instruction, I will teach you. In which way? In the way that you should go.
Mm.
Zangire, as men, naturally, we don't know how to keep promises.
Mm.
But Jesus knows how to keep his promises.
Mm.
I know how it feels to be promised. You know, I was doing internship as a young pastor at one time. So I just want to share this experience. I did so much for a certain district, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Then I used to attend the meetings for the conference. I did good. The financial report was on point. The statistical was on point. I did so much.
Mm.
Then the pastor said, Pastor, you've done so much.
Hmm.
And as an adcom, we've agreed that we have to pay 50% of your school fees.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this is what we've promised. So I was so excited, very happy about it.
Yeah.
So time came that I need to go back to school.
Mm.
Then the pastor called. Pastor, where are you? Said, no, I'm somewhere else. Said, okay, when you're done preaching, please, the outcome is waiting. I was happy. Said, no, yeah. Then I would need to give him money so that I pay school fees. When I went there, I was told, Pastor, we are impressed with what you've done. Our tithe goal, we've managed to reach the score.
Okay.
The statistical, everything is okay. But Pastor, unfortunately, the district doesn't have money.
Yes. Hi, Pastor.
The district doesn't have money.
After such promises?
Yes.
Hmm.
So I said, no. I was very frustrated. Then they told me, okay, do you have anything to say? I looked at the senior pastor. I said, Pastor, thank you very much. Yeah, thank you very much. You know, you try to be a pastor, but you are broken.
Mm.
I said, yeah, thank you very much. But when I was going to school, I informed no one that I want to be a pastor.
Hey.
So the same God who took me to school has the school fees also this quarter. He said, you are done. It means, yes, I'm done. Those are my ways. And I continued to work, not until I finished my internship that time. I even went back to school. Here's what I want to say. You can even be disappointed by the people who appear not to disappoint you.
True.
But God cannot disappoint you.
True.
God cannot disappoint you. As we conclude with our text, which we have, Genesis 46, when they go, for the 7, 46, the 27, the Bible says, and the sons of Joseph, which were born in him in Egypt, there were two. All the souls of the house of Jacob, which came to Egypt, were 70. And he sent Judah before him unto Joseph to direct his face unto Goshen. And they came into the land of Goshen.
Mm.
God, from the inception of chapter 46, told Jacob that you're going to be great in a fallen land in Egypt. And when they're in Egypt, he's given the best land.
Mm.
God is faithful, child of God. Hold on a little longer upon the promises of God. He's the same God who has promised us to be with us when the world has no peace.
Yeah.
He's the same God who has promised us that he will be the father to the orphans. He's the same God who has promised that he will be the husband to the widow. He's the same God that has promised that he will be there for the fatherless. He is the same God who has promised that he will be with us even to those who are jobless.
Mm-hmm.
He will be there for those that are sick. He will be there for those that need him more and more. He will be there even for that one who is searching for a job. He will be there for that one who is battling with an addiction on how they can run away from that addiction. God has promised that he shall be with us.
Mm.
I just want to pray with somebody this morning. Maybe you have given up on claiming the promises of God. I almost gave up when I gave this experience I had. But I have seen when men disappointed me, God did not disappoint me.
Mm-hmm.
When family disappoint you, God cannot disappoint you. Even the church can disappoint you, but God of the church cannot disappoint you.
Hmm.
So I want to pray with somebody this morning. Wherever you are hearing us from, please give your heart to Jesus once again. And claim the promises that you need, whatever you need. No wonder Jesus gives a promise to say, in Matthew the seven says, seek and you shall find, ask and you shall be it shall be given. Knock and the door will open. Those are promises. I want us to pray.
Yes, Pastor.
Our God, in the days that our promises are not fulfilled with men, our God, in the days that we ourselves will promise and we fail to fulfill, our God, in the days that we are disappointed so much, our God who is still on the throne and forever on the throne, Lord, as you were speaking to us on this platform, SID World Radio, I know there is somebody who gave up on trusting upon your name and upon your promises because of what other people did to them, or how, Lord, they have waited for so long. I want to pray in a special way that God revive them once again. Give them new hope and trust upon you. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, for that one who is claiming a promise of having children, may you give them. That one who is claiming a promise of marriage, may you give them. That one who is claiming a promise of healing, may you heal them. That one who is claiming a promise of forgiveness, may you forgive them. That one who is claiming a promise to walk with you, walk with them. That one who is claiming a promise, Lord, to be faithful unto you, be faithful unto them. Lord, I pray that one who is claiming a promise that they want, Lord, to change, may you change them and be the change in their life. I pray, Lord, for the blessing upon each and every here which has listened to these words. In the name of Jesus Christ, that may you bless us all. Amen.
Amen and amen. Hey, Pastor, what a beautiful prayer there. Thank you so much for joining us as we speak about God's promises. And I just want to say, Muruti, that even though we may get disappointed as people, even though people may promise us and not honor their promises, but for God, His promises are yes and amen. And His promises then do not come down and return to Him, you know, without accomplishing what they meant to do. So let's hold on. It will be well one of these days. So thank you so much, Pastor, for joining us.
Thank you very much, Sangire.
Thank you so much to our listeners at home. That was our pastor there speaking to us about all things promises.
You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.